Well, it is a Friday. Curtis is off until after Labor Day, which Labor Day weekend is next weekend.
Yes.
No, stop.
Love it.
No. I hate when you say that.
Oh,
I love fall. No.
Santo and I played golf like going into the night last night, and I had to put on a sweater, and it was just like, it was crisp.
Was it a Twilight League for couples?
Yeah. It was.
You know what comes after fall?
Winter. But yeah, right, okay.
Wiggy. Great point, Wiggy.
I'm not the Beantown debate. I'm not continuing it all morning. During the break. On the Subaru of New England text line, a couple texters. First one says, point for Wiggy, the college hockey tournament that is held and has been held in this city.
Oh, I forgot
for
about
a
that.
Long time.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Bean Pot.
It's called the Bean Pot.
I forgot about that.
Okay, that started in the 20s. Not really a point for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's a point for me. Somebody else said, well, you know, the fours would always serve baked beans with your meal. Yes. Sadly, the fours unfortunately shut down and is no longer in business. I love the fours. Mm-hmm. I love their Larry Bird sandwich, the chicken sandwich with supreme sauce. But the fours, not a point for Wiggy, mm-hmm. A point for those of us who are modern and did not grow up here in the 1940s.
In the 959 text, not appropriate. 959 text, not appropriate for 6:31 a.m.
What does that say?
I'd love to something Courtney's bean.
Oh. yes. No. That is not appropriate, but you are laughing about it. That individual wants you don't have. I mean, I don't know what to say, but no.
There's a
no, sir. She's married, not her bean. No, please.
There's a very popular hip hop rap song, Gregory, from Smoke Bulger and Mass Pike Miles. That's called In the Bean.
Define popular.
Very popular.
Okay. What about?
And every rapper from Boston will always drop being from the bean somewhere in their lyrics.
Yeah, here's a text from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello to those of you listening in Maine on our radio stations up there. Fabulous, the rapper, says, when in Boston, I melt the bean in the hot Red Sox or Celtics green.
You go.
So I guess maybe I'm wrong.
I say when I was in college and, you know, high school, I would say, yeah, I'm from Boston. But I think it was more about saying that when, you know, people from other parts of the state would be like, where are you from? I'm from the bean.
Now, listen, this discussion came up because Jaylen Brown has dropped a track and he does it with ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Ferg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Courtney said ASAP Rocky earlier.
I did?
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm not sure.
That's okay. It's a fine. It's,
but he's part of ASAP Mob, so it's all
good. Let me ask you a question. When you were thinking about it in your head, did you have the money sign for the S and A? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Then you're fine. Don't worry. You got your ASAPs confused. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. Mm. So in the track, Jaylen Brown refers to Boston as Beantown.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also says he's not for monogamy.
Yeah.
I don't believe we can play it on the public airways.
I'm trying to find like one little section that just doesn't have.
What else does he do?
This is Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh, he does?
About his new, his girlfriend. Who's the basketball player he was dating from Chicago? Remember he brought her on the duck boat?
The WNBA?
Yeah, the WNBA player. Yes. So
Courtney would know that.
Yeah, so
Courtney knows those.
He had like a line, like something like, I was able to get her without putting my hands on her because I guess Kevin Porter Jr. must have.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah. So he's taking shots.
He really is Jaylen Brown.
He's dropping the N-word. He's smoking kush.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he says that he likes smoking kush. Is that what
I think in the video, he's actually blazing.
No, no, no. It's got to be some
fake.
Sort of
a,
He didn't inhale.
Okay, so now he's Clinton.
Yeah. 14 hours ago, he also tweeted, I'm having a great summer, not going to lie. And he is.
Yeah.
He's not letting any of the haters bring him down. And
listen, he's lyrically cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. The song is all right.
Yeah.
And maybe this
I think it's great. I mean, mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah. A lot of NBA players do it, athletes.
We could do the chorus, but Jackson, during the break, we're going to have to go through it. And there's just two bleeps. But the chorus, just two bleeps.
Right. Well, we could figure that out at some point. Absolutely.
He's got a nice little, like, mellow flow to him, too.
Okay. Coming up at 7, we will get to They Said It. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Jackson. Great lead selection this morning. Cheap Trick and Surrender. And your lead to start us off this morning, Jackson. Hello.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. We wake up very, very early in the morning to get here and do a show every day. And so we wake up earlier than normal people. But are you guys all always chronically tired?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
See, I don't think I am either. But it says that people who use an alarm clock are more chronically tired than people who don't. Do you wake up naturally or do you have an alarm clock?
I used to, and this is unfortunate, I used to wake up based on Gresh's time checks.
All right.
And so I am not able to take advantage of that anymore. I use an alarm clock. I don't hit the snooze because I've heard that is bad for you.
It is.
Oh, okay.
To hit the snooze.
So that's where I'm getting. It's not actually as bad for you as they thought. People who hit the snooze even more than once get almost the exact same amount as sleep as people who don't, because that sleep between the snooze button is very
important.
Intense, I guess.
All right.
Deep, I guess, because you're not really out of the REM yet.
Right.
Like, that's when I hit the snooze, that 5 minutes is maybe the best sleep you get all day.
But it's not good for you.
But they say they say that's kind of a myth.
Who's they?
This study I read.
Where was the study?
It was I don't know the exact sleep
center, please. So a study said that has been the age-old rule.
Yes.
Is that it's not good for you to hit snooze.
Yes. But it says that sometimes, especially if you're a night owl, snooze helps you get into the day smoother.
You always feel worse if you snooze and then that second alarm goes off. Like, it always seems like a good idea when you hit the snooze button, but once it goes off, you feel worse than the first wake up.
Mm.
I believe I'm going to invest in a Hatch, which is a nightstand alarm clock that wakes you up with the sun, like a artificial sun.
What? So, it shines in your face?
Yes. It rises on your nightstand, and it has, like, a nice sound that goes along with it.
For a mere $500?
Yeah, I don't know actually the price. I can look it up.
I bet that's expensive.
What a waste of money that is going to be.
People love it.
No, they don't.
I bet you
that's... No, it's $169.
Okay, it comes up and shines an artificial sun in your face?
Yeah, like, it's supposed to wake you up more naturally.
It sounds like something you, go through legs to avoid on the weekends.
What about your husband? Like, I don't think he doesn't want to get up when you get up.
Right. Yeah, he'll just, you know.
I don't think he wants the sunlight shining in the artificial sun.
Right. Well, it'll be on my nightstand, so it'll just face me, really.
I see.
Yeah, but what if he's facing your nightstand?
Well,
it'll be bright, like a sun.
He'll adapt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm like Kramer. I just set my internal clock.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use an alarm clock?
No, I told you, I'm like Kramer.
Wow, that's incredible. I use my alarm clock, but I do wake up at the same time every day because my cat wakes up for breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Good stuff, Jack.
Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Do we have that audio, Jack?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so T.C. McCartney talked with media yesterday about Drake May. We heard what Alex Van Pelt had to say about, you know, what's holding them back from giving Drake May more opportunities with the starters. And he said Jacoby Brissett. Well, then T.C. talked about how Drake is faring out there. Here's what he had to say.
Here's what you see in his game.
Very calm, in control. When he comes off, he can tell me exactly what he sees, which is very important. So that was really good. The third down conversion he had to Baker was something that we talked about in the quarterback room, and he executed perfectly. So that was fun to see.
All I have been told is that a big step back for Drake May is that college is so different now, and you know, he just looks to the sideline and his coach tells him exactly what he has to do, and he's not really leading a huddle, so he's going to be all discombobulated out there.
Okay.
All I'm hearing from people that are actually working with him, whether it's Jerod Mayo saying that he's ready to lead a huddle, or now T.C. McCartney saying that he's calm, cool, and collected, it tells me that he is ready to go. If he can go out there and then come on the sideline and tell you exactly what he saw out there, he's prepared. They go over things in the quarterback room. He goes out, he executes it exactly how they want. What is holding them back?
I think it must be a little back and forth between Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo. Does it seem like that to you? Like maybe Alex Van Pelt is sold on Jacoby Brissett. That. Didn't it sound like that in that audio that you played during trending?
Yep.
That and I don't know that Mayo, this is not a knock on him. However, they're collaborating. We've heard that word a billion times. So maybe Mayo doesn't have the final say, or
there's no way.
Huh?
There's no way Mayo don't have the final say. I think that Alex is probably like, here's the guy I think we should go with, Gerard. And Gerard's like, all right, if you believe that, all right, I'll sign off on it. But if Mayo's not willing to sign off on it, I think if Mayo goes, no, I want to go with Drake May, I think Alex Van Pelt goes, okay, we'll go with Drake May. Van Pelt is here because of Gerard Mayo.
Yesterday, it seemed like Drake May got a lot of snaps with the ones. Mm-hmm. But some are suggesting that is maybe just to get him ready for Sunday, Wiggy, and has nothing to do with what is going to happen week one. So I don't know.
And
you played the game. I don't know.
And Mayo told us that it's still wide open, and based on, you know, he'll let us know after this game. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday, Greg, was if Drake May can look like, and Mayo had kind of said this, if he looks like he can control the huddle and excuse me, makes the right call, doesn't have any delay of game penalties, isn't going the wrong way on handoffs, like if he shows that he could do that, then it almost seemed like Mayo was forced starting Drake
But
May.
I think that might be wishful thinking. You're hearing things the way you want to hear them because you want Drake May to start week one. And I don't know if that, unless you think it's a legit quarterback competition and how they both play Sunday can affect who ends up being the week
one
starter.
So why not name it? Vegas, Antonio Pierce said Gardner Minshew's going to be the starter.
Yeah, the Broncos.
Commanders.
Why not just say we're going to start Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm probably listening to it, Greg's right, with an ear that is hopeful that Drake May is going to be the starter. But I'm being told over and over again that it's, you know, they just don't want to rush him in it and they don't want to ruin him. Give Drake May more credit because it seems like mentally he's ready to go.
Yeah. All right. Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
We got to take a break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.